1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. When I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom, as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came with you in weakness and fear, and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. The apostle here is carrying on from the reading from yesterday, and he's saying that he came to his brothers here to speak to them and the people at Corinth with no preconceived ideas about how great he was, or that he had any superior wisdom to them. He did not come with wonderfully eloquent and smooth speaking. He came to proclaim the testimony about God, pure and simple, straightforward, so that everybody could understand it. In fact, probably everybody could even do it. And he says that he had made up his mind that he wouldn't know anything among them, any topic of conversation, any motivation, any discussion at all about anything except for the Lord Jesus Christ and how he is crucified for us. Now, you'd think Paul, with his background of excellent education and with his eloquence in speaking and his work in the synagogue, you'd think he would have some confidence built into him over the years, but he says no. He came to them in weakness and in fear and with much trembling, because Paul knows that this gospel must be preached clearly so that people can understand it, so that they can come to faith and believe. And he knows that he is powerless to do anything to bring them to faith, that it is the work of the Holy Spirit who brings us to faith. And so he's fearful. He's fearful that he will speak the message clearly and speak it correctly. And he says he would tremble. Maybe if we got in front of people to speak with a bit more of that attitude, perhaps the power of God would be seen more clearly. He says that the message that God gave him to speak and his preaching of it were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. So we spread the gospel, we speak, we preach, we tell the good news, we speak it really clearly so that people can understand it, and it is God who shows his power through the Holy Spirit, so that when people are saved, their faith does not rest on a particular person, a particular mode of preaching, a particular church, a particular cultural attitude, nothing, but only in God's power. God's power saves us, and God's power keeps us.